Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you have to step up. Sometimes your family calls you. Sometimes the country calls you. And then sometimes planet Earth calls you. They can use your first name. They can use your whole name. They can call you a nickname, whatever it might be. But I step forward after millions reach out to me. Prove me wrong. And they said, can you give us the definitive Thanksgiving food list? Can you guide us to the best set of food possible for Thanksgiving? You know what I said? I turned it down over and over again. And finally, I said, I'm a patriot. I believe in America, I believe in planet Earth, and I am here to step forward, so you are welcome. Laura Oakes, who I know agrees with every single thing on the list, and that's why she's here to join us, and Dave Harrigan also agrees with every single thing on the list because they are patriots. I know you both have sent me handwritten notes, and you had them delivered to my house earlier today after seeing this list, again, at Chad Armageddon. I want to thank both of you for thanking me. Laura, you first. Do you want to expand and tell me?
I would like to say that the number one problem on your delusional list,
excuse me,
is the water chestnut. Nobody likes.
We're going to go one by one here.
Water chestnuts.
Don't get ahead of yourself. That's not what the note said.
Oh.
The note said, thank you so much for helping me figure out what we're going to do tomorrow. That's the note I received. Dave Harrigan, you sent me the same note. You're going to stick with the note, right? You're not going to change your mind, are you?
I think you need to check on who's delivering your mail.
I only get the mail like every 2-3 days. You guys get the mail every day?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
It's there.
It's junk mail.
Because that's what you're supposed to do. So the mailman
wait,
has
wait a second. Where does it say that?
Well, you are. I mean, no. You can't leave a full mailbox and then make the mailman have a difficult time.
The mail should come every 3 days. You with me?
No.
We don't need it every
day. No, that's stupid.
Dave, every 3 days the mail should come.
It doesn't need to be 6 days a week. That might be overkill at this point. But every 3 days is ridiculous, particularly because that would mean that you would check it like once a month.
Mm-hmm. How about five days? How about on weekdays?
Twice a week. That's all we need, twice a week. Here is the best Thanksgiving food list. And again, I thank you. Number one is pecan pie. It is the greatest pie of all time. It is better than pumpkin. It is better than apple. You warm up pecan pie and you do it right. And I know Charlie Weiss said the other day on this show that a Q-tip in the ear is one of the top three physical sensations of all time. Let me tell you, well, properly prepared pecan pie is better than a Q-tip in the ear. Laura, your thoughts on number one pecan pie as the best Thanksgiving food?
No, thank you. Personally, it's too sweet for me. But I do love pumpkin pie, not pecan.
Laura doesn't like sweet, Dave. I mean, Does she need to be taken off the set? Who doesn't like sweet?
It's too sweet. It's just too sweet. It's I like sweet stuff, but not when it's too sweet. I like a sweet, like a mild sweet, like a dark chocolate.
Who is preparing your pecan pie?
We're not even having pecan pie. We're having pumpkin pie.
When did you give up on joy? That'd be my next question.
Never. I am the most joyful person you will ever meet.
I don't know. I don't want any sugar in my life. That doesn't sound like a lot of joy to me. Dave Harrigan, pecan pie, number one. You're with me, right?
I had never had pecan pie until a couple years ago. I was always a little scared of it. Thought nuts in a pie was weird.
Scared of it.
It's very good. It is a very good pie. On Thanksgiving, though, I am sorry. I'm going straight for the pumpkin pie. And we do have somebody else that has called in to join the conversation, Chad.
Okay.
Let me just pull this person up.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Three time zones away, and you can't steal my bit.
No, this one's credible. Okay. This one. This is not trolling for dollars.
First and foremost.
This is credibility.
Qatar called, and they'd like you to come celebrate Thanksgiving with them. Second,
I mean, the only you can't figure out what a sandwich is in your last food list, Blois Olson. So, I mean, come on.
I think it's amazing that I'm 3 hours away and I wake up to a text or a tweet from you trying to steal lists while I'm trying to take a day off. Get original.
Your list doesn't have any original
thoughts? Do you just steal stuff all the time? You're like the colonist. You're just stealing. You're trying to steal things. Land.
I am like a colonist. You know what colonists were? They were heroes. They were willing to venture in there. You know, sometimes you see something and it's done improperly and you have to step in and do it right. You would not believe the accolades.
Empanadas.
Right.
We'll get to that. You can stay for a couple of these. Let's go to number two, stuffing. Blois, even you have to love stuffing. I prefer the spicy stuffing. As one of the whitest people on planet Earth, you probably like just boring, blah stuffing. Is that right?
As long as it has onions and celery, it's fine.
Fine. Now, like, Laura, I mean, like, you know, come on. When you first saw Chris, you went, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing when it's done well is fine, right? It's not just fine. Laura, where do you stand on, as my father would call it, filling?
I like stuffing. I like to doctor it up a little bit with some green apples and some kind of nuts, like good nuts, like a pecan or something.
That's where the pecans can go.
Yes.
The pies don't need to be made.
Exactly.
Kidding me. They're the gold medal winner. Harrigan, filling. Where do you stand?
My side of the family makes the sausage sage stuffing. That is number one on the list. It is not even close. The stuffing that Laura makes sounds like the stuff my in-laws make, which is absolutely dreadful.
Right to your face, Laura. Dreadful.
How does that feel? I really don't care because you know what the honest truth is? I don't cook. I am not a cook. My husband is the cook.
It shows.
Thanksgiving, it does. We're going to my sister's. I don't have to worry about cooking anything. All I'm bringing is my special cranberry concoction, which I'll tell you about once you get to cranberries.
Cranberry. Well, we're not getting to them.
Cranberries aren't on the list because he's un-American.
Disgusting. Number three, empanadas are amazing. You need appetizers, Blois. You need an empanadas, and number four, rumaki, are the centerpieces. They are the core. They are the heart of the appetizers. Bacon wrapped around water chestnuts with soy sauce and then empanadas. It's arousing. I mean, we like to, you know, it's an arousal level with the appetizers. Tell me you love empanadas and rumaki.
Rumaki is edible. It's not a Thanksgiving food. Second,
according to
What happened to deviled eggs and like just, you know, a carrot and celery tray? Veggies, cheese, charcuterie. No charcuterie on your list. What's wrong with you?
What kind of boring food do you eat? Deviled eggs and carrots, just like plain carrots just sitting there?
With a dip.
No, you put them in ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, ranch. Okay, ranch dressing is that's about as good as Carter's peeing idea in a bed. Ranch dressing. Ugh, that is the whitest thing that you've ever offed up, and you are the whitest man in America.
Well, do you even put garlic in your mashed potatoes? Your lumpy mashed potatoes?
We're getting to them in a second. We have to take a break. If you'd like to stay, you can, from your exotic location, wherever it might be. Blois Olson is here, who offers up some of the worst lists ever known. So I had to step forward with the best Thanksgiving food list. If you'd like to chime in and just compliment me or offer just minor refinements, you can. 651-461-9226. The tunes are absolutely stars. Bad Thanksgiving music, as if there's any good Thanksgiving music. We're reviewing the greatest food list ever offered up, known to mankind. My best Thanksgiving food list. We're through four. Pecan pie is one. Stuffing two. Empanadas three. Rumaki four. Number five is lumpy mashed potatoes. Laura, I get the feeling you like those strained mashed potatoes where it's almost like liquid.
You are wrong.
Lumps. Give me, I like me some lumps.
I do too.
Give me lumpy mashed potatoes.
I love lumpy mashed potatoes. I'm with you on this one.
Dave Harrigan, lumpy mashed potatoes is five.
It's about time we agreed on something. Yeah, you got to have a little something in there.
Texture.
You don't just want to eat mush.
Yep. Number six is ham. Ham is phenomenal. I love it with a little orange glaze on it. Numerous ways to prepare it. We'll get to the other meat that some people like later, and I'll tell you what number that is on the list. But Laura, you strike me as a person who loves ham and agrees with me on number six.
Okay, I like ham in any other setting, but I don't believe it belongs at the Thanksgiving table. That is for you know what, which I know what the number is on your list. But
we're going to get to that.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, Laura sets up too many boundaries. She has to free herself. I feel like she's bound. She's trapped. She's been told what to do. Laura needs to live a little. She has to limit. Stop saying it's only for these days. Dave Harrigan, do you love ham? Do you want ham on Thanksgiving?
Well, ham is more of a Thanksgiving food than empanadas, we'll say
yes.
That. But, you know, among the pork family, and I love me some
your
pork.
Your family.
Ham's like the 10th best cut of pork. I mean, it's fine, but.
Oh, not when it's done well. Okay. Who, again, is cooking your ham? Number seven, we need another dessert, apple pie. I once worked with a clown who said he didn't want any fruit in his pies. We dismissed him. We fired him. Apparently, he's got another show on the station. I don't pay any attention. Apple pie. You know what I believe in, Laura Oaks? America.
Mm-hmm.
That's why apple pie is number seven. Do you believe in America or do you hate America?
I believe in America. I do love apple pie. I think that's a good option at the Thanksgiving table after pumpkin. And those are the only two pies that should be allowed at the feast.
Oh, stop. Just absolutely stop. Harrigan? Apple pie.
Pumpkin is still number one, and I believe it's the position of the show that apple crisp dominates apple pie. You don't need a pie. Get a crisp if you're going to apple it up.
See, a lot of people think I won't branch out from my opinions. I'm stubborn. I do prefer apple crisp, but I know the masses like apple pie, so I'm willing to be flexible as I normally am. Sweet potatoes is eight. A few people suggested marshmallows in them.
Mm-mm.
I suggest that you go to prison. Okay. Okay. Get out of here with the stupid marshmallows. If marshmallows were eliminated from planet Earth, it'd be a better place. Where do you stand? Let's go Dave this time. Sweet potatoes.
I will grab a little sliver of the sweet potatoes, marshmallows or not. I can go either way, but it's really only just to be kind to the host or hostess. I don't want to waste the room in my stomach on that.
What is wrong with me? Number nine.
What
and
about
I wrestled
me?
With this one.
What about me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I love sweet potatoes.
Thank you.
I don't love marshmallows, and I think the sweet potato adds a nice burst of color to everybody's plate.
Exactly. Dave hates color. Okay, that's what Dave is. I wrestled with this one. I probably should have offered Gravy as number nine, but I kind of thought of Gravy as a given, but that's my mind. Green, listen, I'm a veggie guy. We got to have some veggies. It's better than a salad. Asparagus, of course, is the best vegetable, but I don't really think of asparagus in this case. So green bean casserole. Laura, where do you stand on green bean casserole?
I think it's delicious, but it has so much sodium in it from the cream of mushroom soup. That's the part I don't like. I'd rather have just a basic vegetable like Brussels sprouts or broccoli or green beans by themselves.
All are good, but Laura, you know, Laura's a traditional person, except when it comes to things she doesn't like as much. Listen, I'm not looking to eat that healthy on Thanksgiving, Harrigan. I know this is, let's go. Green bean casserole, Dave Harrigan. I'm guessing you hate it. That's my guess.
Well, I told you with sweet potatoes, I like to grab just a little bit to be kind to the host and hostess, show them I appreciate that. I do not reserve that kindness for green bean casserole. Give me about 12 helpings of stuffing before I'll even look at the green bean casserole, please. Blech.
And last on the list at number 99 is the overrated bird, turkey. It's so much work. It's the brining. It's the preparation. It's the smoking. It's flipping it upside down and spanking it. Whatever you folks do to your turkeys, just isn't that good. Just is not. And don't get me, well, you're not preparing it right. Nope. I've had multiple different versions by some excellent chefs in the family. Turkey, dull. Get out of here with it. Laura, go ahead and defend your beleaguered bird.
I love turkey, and at Thanksgiving, I love it smothered in mashed potatoes and dressing and gravy.
To cover for its bland taste.
It's a tad bland, but I still like it, and it's healthy, and it's good for you, and it makes good leftovers. It makes great sandwiches. There's a lot you can do with turkey. You can put it in a soup. Soups are kind of my thing. I can't cook anything else, but I'm good at soups and scrambled eggs. But I think turkey is versatile. And it's the tradition. It's just the tradition.
Dave, when you're defending a food item that it's good afterwards for other use, I think that tells you what you really think of turkey. Okay?
It means it's a five-tool food at your Thanksgiving feast. It's exactly
what it is. The first tool stinks.
No one's going to – I'm not going to make you love turkey. Clearly, that's not going to work. I think you're being fairly dismissive towards turkey. Mostly because it is essential to the table to make the gravy, which you previously mentioned. Turkey gravy is better than any other gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not saying I have to eliminate it. I'm just saying for me, give me a couple slices just to the chef so I can go. I give him the finger pistols and say it's pretty good.
That's a classy move at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
And then I do that again. I give not only the finger pistol, but I give them that. Among the texts, French silk pie.
Mm-hmm.
Harrigan, yes or no?
Absolutely yes. Right, Laura, behind pumpkin.
Prosciutto wrapped asparagus on the grill.
Oh, yes. That sounds fabulous.
Apple crisp or brownies with THC in them and sit back and let the games begin. Sign me up. No stuffing that's in the bird should be dressing. First of all, it's filling. Let's just go with filling.
Filling?
Banana cream pie is way better. Banana cream pie, Laura.
I like
phenomenal,
banana
right?
cream pie, not at Thanksgiving, though. That would be like an Easter thing.
Oh, Jesus. You're too cloistered. Collard greens are must. I love collard greens. Again, YouTube said not at Thanksgiving, though.
Mm-mm. I think you could get away with collard greens at Thanksgiving, sure.
Sauteed turkey liver and gizzards. Oh, my God. That is awful. Cornbread stuffing.
That's delicious.
How about mince? Yeah, I'm still confused by what you're putting your stuff in, I got to be honest. Mince meat pie. Harrigan, where do you stand on that?
I can go with a mince meat pie. Sure, why not?
No. In other words, I have come up with the best list ever. Laura, Dave, thank you for complimenting me on the list. Excuse me? Don't think that was the right button I was hoping to hear.
Can we end this segment by remembering what Thanksgiving really is all about instead of having to
red wine.
Bow to your list about how great it is to just be together and be thankful for all that we have in the world, right? And each other.
Eh, Davis, that was about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.